Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
The hell with sports. Let's talk about sex.
Yeah, let's entertain. Well, sex can be a sport.
Yes. It's great cardio.
You burn calories.
Yeah. Heart rate up.
Yep.
All that stuff.
Great for your heart health.
It is good. It's great for your lower back. That's a true story. I'm dead serious. If you are, seriously.
It's pelvis.
Grown space. Men, if you have like a sore lower back, and women too. Your back is tight, so you can't get it loose. Like you just feel like it's all jacked up. It is the number one way to loosen up your lower back.
So you're a pelvis adjuster.
I'm just saying.
We're gonna add it to your.
I in certain situations I could be a willing assistant.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know, got a little back issue.
Sometimes you lead, sometimes you follow.
Whatever it takes.
That's what I'm talking about.
But it is a true. You can look it up. It's a true fact.
See,
people, natural ways to loosen up a lower back.
You only get it from us, man. Yeah. Just like when I told you about Viagra and keeping blood flow, and the dude lost his expenditures because he lost blood flow.
Mm-hmm. Stay warm, you're saying. It's a way to stay warm.
Blood flow.
Right. Where else you get that stuff? 800-919-3776 is the number. We'll get back to your calls momentarily, but a little bit of basketball for you here. First and foremost, some news already today on the front that is the Philadelphia 76ers. Which, again, like I said, if you're a Knicks fan, you're watching all the teams in this area, right? Especially in your division. Mm-hmm. What's going to happen here? What's going to happen there? So Toronto already loses their head coach, Nick Nurse. What's happening with Toronto? Let's see if they are a team that's going to have to reset, or are they going to be a team that rebuilds and stays a competitive team? Then you look at the Sixers, and they once again can't get over the hump. They get rid of their head coach, Doc Rivers. And so now it's, I guess they chose to stay with James Harden, won that battle, right? Well, Harden, according to this report now by Chris Haynes, that Harden plans to decline his $35 million option to become a free agent. Now, remember, that's the affordable, quote-unquote, contract that he signed short-term with the Sixers, and it allowed him the flexibility of leaving and going into free agency. And so he wants a long-term deal. And Haynes goes on to say, which I love this stuff, he's interested in teams with a competitive roster and wants, quote, the basketball freedom, end quote, to be himself.
So he wants Mike D'Antoni.
What does that mean? Basketball freedom.
Yeah, he wants Mike D'Antoni. He want to run his
show.
He
like
want to smother the basketball. He don't want to be a point guard and setting Joel Embiid up. He wants to go out there and make it rain.
Think about this. Does he stay there? And as Brian Windhorst and J.J. Redick this morning on Get Up, we were on together, they both talked about how the Houston Rockets are a very real option for him, and that's like going home.
Yeah.
And for him to go back to Houston.
Got Udoka.
What you have also is no expectation of winning.
Right.
No pressure to win. When does he thrive the most? When there's no pressure. Just play ball.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also got a gentleman's club where his jersey is retired.
Yeah.
So it is home. So the easiest thing for him to do, and of course, Tillman Fertitta and the Rockets.
But he said he wanted to come. He said he wanted to win.
Interesting, right?
Right.
Competitive roster. But they will. They have the cap space to just pay him outright. He could walk and take a contract, go to Houston, and just retire a Rocket.
Daryl Morey, though, man. What about Severn? That's Severn that relationship
but
forever.
What do you
Morey's like, man, I move heaven and earth for you,
but
bro.
Bart, what do you do if you're – if you're a Knicks fan, you're rooting for this. You are. You want them
weaken somebody in the East
to get
back
there.
To the West.
You want them either to leave because how are they replacing
him? Then you got to blow that thing up because now Joel Embiid is like, man, hold up.
And that's
hold
what
up,
everybody's
man.
Saying.
You want me to build it with Maxey and Tobias Harris? Man, come on. No, hell no.
You know, Tobias got 1 year left. You can probably end up moving him. But that's the whole point, though. It's the fallout of what happens with Embiid if Harden leaves.
No Simmons, no Harden.
The process.
Fultz.
Like, that's something to watch there, man.
So what are you saying? You saying give him Mitchell Robinson?
No. I'm not saying any of that.
You're never saying Joel Embiid there.
No. But that's not the point. The point is, though, it's like the Philadelphia stuff is very interesting because all along when you're the Knicks, you look at teams in the East and who's better than you, right? Boston, Milwaukee, right? Sixers, Miami, clearly, because they beat you in a playoff series, right? Those are the teams that you know are better than you.
And Cleveland's right there with
you. And Cleveland's there, but you know you're better than them because you beat them in the playoff series. Yeah. So you don't feel like they're below you.
But if they make a couple moves, you're like,
you got to watch. But my point is who's better than you? Mm-hmm. Well, if one of those teams that's better than you suddenly gets worse, that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And while you can still make yourself better. So this is a story to watch out of Philadelphia, that Harden wants what he wants. And are the Sixers really going to give him a guaranteed multi-year, and he wants a long-term contract? That's 4 years, Bart. 33 years old, perpetually injured, comes up small in a big spot. Is this really what they want to do just to keep Joel Embiid? With a coach, I guess the coach would be Mike D'Antoni. If that's the kind of basketball freedom that he's looking for, what does basketball freedom mean? I can play the way I want to play, not the way you make me play.
So what you're saying, you're restricted, so that's why you got rid of
Doc.
And when Joel was hurt, he probably embraced and loved the moment that he can be able to do what he wanted to do.
He had basketball freedom then. Not you must get Embiid the basketball.
But nobody's which he failed to do the last two games that they lost. That's why they're sitting at home, because they failed to get the MVP, the ball, in the spots where he can do damage.
So it's interesting. So that's a story to watch, no doubt about it. Victor Wembanyama ending up with the San Antonio Spurs, as many of you probably already know. So the Spurs win the lottery. And I know, I don't remember when I said
ironic.
But I think you were here, Bart. You heard me say this months ago when I told you the Spurs are winning the lottery.
You told me.
Like, they're winning the lottery. I said it when they traded Deontay Murray.
Almost like it's what's going to happen.
Yeah, that's the weird thing, is that there are so many connections between the Spurs
and
Wembanyama.
Yeah.
And it's like, and even Brian Windhorst, who, by the way, how great of a deal was this?
Right, this dude in Paris eating beignets.
Yes, he went to Paris. They sent Wendy to Paris to hang out with him. And you know who else was in the room with Wembanyama?
Who that?
Mbappe. He was there.
Mbappe.
He was in the room. He was hanging out.
I know.
One of the most famous athletes in France, actually in the world.
Mbappe.
He was in the room hanging out with Wembanyama. That's how big of a star Wembanyama has become.
The country has embraced him. That's their national treasure.
Yeah. Now, basketball's not big in France.
It will be loved now. Well, the Spurs is one of the most famous franchises because of
Tony Parker. Right.
Parlez-vous français?
Boris Diaw and them boys.
Trébillon Mercier.
So, first and foremost, if I'm Leon Rose, I'm calling R.C. Buford right now saying, so, what do you want to give us for Evan Fournier?
Exactly.
Right? Like right out of the gate. It's like, so.
The Polyfoos.
Let's have this conversation, shall we? But he goes there, and now, so it's David Robinson, it's Tim Duncan, now Victor Wembanyama. Another big for Greg Popovich, who's never going to retire anyway.
He's going to retire, man. Golly.
Why would you retire now?
Well, you can't get Becky Hammon.
No, but he's got another big man to develop. That happened. But I really hate, and I'm not saying this because you hear, I'm telling you, the minute the card came up, I'm like, come on, man.
Right.
The Detroit Pistons falling to 5. What kind of kick in the crotch is that?
Right.
That's
awful.
After
the year season they endured.
And it's not like they tanked. They were young, and their best player got hurt and was out for the season. This wasn't a we lost on purpose. So the Mavericks get to keep their freaking pick at 10, but the Pistons fall to 5th?
Right. Out of all the things that could happen, the only thing bad happened to anybody is the Pistons.
I felt sick for them. I'm dead serious. This is not about – I'm not mocking you. I'm being honest. I felt so sick for the Pistons on this one.
I call it BS, because I feel like maybe they feel like, oh, the Pistons got Cade Cunningham last year, and then they got Jaden Ivey.
Oh, you think it's too much?
Yeah. So I think they're doing that.
No. It's not rigged.
I think it is.
It's not.
It is.
It's the fact that it came up like this is so crazy.
It's so typical, right?
Now, because the Mavericks had to keep their pick, and I'll tell you why. It would have been such a controversy if they fell to 11th or 12th. That would have been, I swear to God.
Pistons can fall to 5th, well, but no. It wouldn't have been a coincidence.
I'm dead serious. It would have been a much bigger controversy than the Spurs winning it, when for years the Spurs have been connected to Wembanyama. It would have been way worse. Like, no one's saying a word. They're all going, wow, why isn't that something?
Yeah, Jordan had the pair of special George. He was going to release the Jordan 4s and make them Wembanyamas.
Jordan gets Scoot. You put Scoot next to LaMelo? It's pretty good, man. That's pretty good.
Yeah, but Jordan's about to sell the team anyway.
Well, he's selling part of the team. He's not selling all of it. But if the Mavericks had fallen, that would have created such a controversy.
Well, they deserve, and they would have
better
deserved
it didn't happen,
and they would have deserved it.
I don't disagree, but how about this? So you've got teams like Portland. They actually jumped up.
Yeah, Portland wants to.
They got the third
pick,
right? Third pick, right?
Yeah,
they want to trade it because they want to appease. Remember, Dame Lillard said
they're not interested in this.
They don't want to be a part of a rebuild. They don't want young players. What? I mean, that's a three pick in a draft like this.
Call.
What are you getting?
Call.
Yeah.
Golden State.
Four.
You can have Clay. You can have Draymond. You can have Poole.
You don't want Poole.
You can have Kuminga.
He doesn't want young players.
You can have Wiggins. This is three. This is Scoot.
I don't think Golden State has anything that Portland would want. For Dame, you need a player that instantly makes Dame a contender, because he's obviously not getting any younger, and you need.
They probably won't be able to sign Grant, right?
Jeremy Grant, yeah. Well,
because he doesn't really want to stay. I don't think he wants to stay.
Yeah, if he doesn't want to
stay, if you can get a guy like Wiggins,
would you trade? Would you, if you were Portland, would you take Julius Randle for Jeremy Grant?
Yeah.
If Jeremy Grant doesn't want to stay,
yeah,
you know he doesn't want to stay.
Listen, I've been saying Jeremy Grant should have been here. That's a 3-and-D guy.
And Jeremy
guy.
Grant would fit kind of the way.
Yes.
You, and Randall kind of gives you another score in Portland.
Yes.
And there's less pressure and all that stuff. And you got Dame to kind of carry
Big
it.
Shot, yeah.
And you could just kind of do what you do. Like, is that a terrible trade?
No,
or am I crazy?
No, I love Jeremy Grant. Listen, the Pistons, he just didn't make sense where they were as far as winning their program.
He went there to prove he could score 20 a game. That's what he did.
Yeah.
But I
absolutely would take Jeremy
that number
Grant.
Three pick has so much value. I can't see a player.
Because Scoot's a bona fide baller.
Who would fit? Zach LaVine? If you're the Bulls. If you're Portland, Zach LaVine's from Seattle. Does Zach LaVine make sense? Is that a good enough player for a third overall pick?
Nah, because you don't know what LaMelo Lonzo is.
How about this name? Jaylen Brown.
Nah, he ain't going nowhere.
If you're Boston and you know he's going to walk, and it might be another year, but still, I can get the third overall pick for Jaylen Brown. Would you do it? Jaylen Brown and Dame Lillard would be a hell of a backcourt. Would you do it?
Would Jaylen Brown want to go there?
I don't care. He's got a year left on his deal.
I don't think Dame. Well, but you got
to have yeah. I guess you're right.
Because I'm like, why would I want to go there?
Yeah,
I know Dame at the end.
That's right. That's right.
Damn sure don't want to live in Portland.
Listen, the third overall pick is not like in a draft like this.
This
not
is a bona fide player.
You don't trade it for a bum. Like, you trade it for a legit player, like a good one. And you got to have somebody that fits with Dame Lillard and puts them into contending status.
If you were the Knicks, would you trade Julius Randle and quickly for the third pick?
I don't think they would.
Who?
I don't think Portland would. That's not enough. I'm being honest. That's not enough.
I just gave you quick. Okay, Mitchell Robinson.
No, not that's no way that's enough. I'm telling you, it's not enough.
But you got the Knicks got future picks too.
The third overall pick.
I mean, bro, the third overall pick is RJ Barrett. What are we talking about?
No. In this draft, it's
no
a
guarantee.
Really good player.
But RJ Barrett was seen as a really good player too.
You're right. But I don't think I think Portland can do better.
Third overall pick. Listen, we
you don't think Portland can do better?
I'm saying we're projecting these picks to be great. That don't mean that they're going to be great.
No, I understand.
So if Dame, I would give Dame. You don't think Dame would want a 25-point score in Julius Randle to help put up?
Well,
buckets
that's why
a guy
I said,
that's going, but guy that's going to be there every game.
But that's why I said. For Jeremy Grant.
Yeah, that's so the money can match. But then I still need some more compensation.
I don't know.
Right, if Jeremy Grant's walking away. Give me Julius Randle. Give me quickly.
What is a team that has like a really good player that
they want to get rid of? Listen, you talking about an all NBA guy two out of the last 3 years. What are you talking about?
I don't think.
Why are you trying to find a better player than Julius Randle when Julius Randle has the resume?
I don't think Randle's good enough for that kind of.
That is a place that has Z-Bo.
That kind of package, man. That kind of value.
Julius Randle reminds me of Zach Randolph. What do you mean? Hold on. How many points a game does Julius Randle average?
No, it's 25.
So you mean to tell me Dame Lillard needs somebody else, a wing guy that can fill up the box score? Dame take all the big shots inside, outside, put his ass on the post, kick it out to Dame. Dame knows what to do with it from the logo. What do you mean? Got Nurkic? You got what's it? Trent Simon, right? They don't need a guard.
Anthony Simons.
Yeah, Anthony Simons.
You don't need a guard. No, you need a 3, 4, or a 5.
So
somebody like legit.
Julius Randle.
I don't think Randle is worth the 3 pick, man. I'll tell you what.
I'm giving you quickly
if
too.
If you give me the 3 pick and it turns into Brandon Miller, is that not exactly what you need if you're the Knicks?
Bro, make the pot make it make sense.
Score. Which,
okay, you want RJ Barrett too?
I can't believe that's enough. And I'm scouting while you're
this
telling me this.
All NBA.
While you're telling me this, I'm going around the league.
Did Julius Randle make third team All NBA?
You're selling that to Portland. That's what you're selling to Portland. That we gave up the number 3 pick in the draft for a guy whose 25 points playoff performances have been duds.
Yeah, but guess what? Because he was expected to be the third best player, means with the first or second best player. You put him there, he's the third best player. You going Simons first, Nurkic, putting up points, and Dame. He's your fourth guy.
I still think you can do better.
Like who?
I'm going around the league. I'm trying to find a guy like Jaylen Brown. Celtics, man, I would have to think about that.
Jaylen Brown ain't
if I know he's out, if I think he's leaving.
He not signed a long
time. How do you know? Maybe he wants to. Man, maybe he'd like it there.
Who wants to live in Portland? Listen, yeah. I told you I saw Tui. He was a linebacker for Seattle.
Yeah.
And I saw him at Nordstrom's. And I was like, hey, what's up, Tui? Man, this place is clean. Like, because it wasn't a lot of trash on it. It reminded me of Canada. He was like, it's like this every day. I said, damn, dude. So, yeah, right? Yeah, flip-flops on. It was raining outside. He's like,
it's like this every day.
Like, this dude, I'm about to do an intervention. Don't nobody want to live in Portland?
Pascal Siakam? Nah.
No.
Zach LaVine would be very interesting. That would be. You have to admit.
It's a shooting guard.
So?
You just said, Simon, they love that kid.
Yeah,
what? That's the future. Zach LaVine got a bum knee, and he's older now. Give me Julius Randle. Ask our listeners.
Kevin Durant.
Man, come on.
His sons aren't doing that.
Are you on a Hashina, son?
I am trying to find. If they are looking to trade. You know
Julius Randle.
Do you know who else is looking to trade their first-round picks also? The Indiana Pacers. The Pacers are looking for veteran players.
Who the hell are you going to get?
Again, like, if you're the Pacers and you're looking for vets and I'm the Knicks, I'm like, Julius Randle. Julius Randle. Like, go ahead. Like, let's do that. Put him. They'll have him and Miles Turner along with Halliburton, and they've got the kid. Oh my God, my brain! They got a couple of really. They got some good young players.
Well, you sleep deprived.
I really am.
It's okay,
but would that make sense? And then it's a later first round pick that I think might make more sense. But third pick in the draft.
Well, they didn't want looking to trade it. What the hell are you going to trade it for?
Right, Ben Mathurin, right?
Like when you think when you look at it, who are they looking to trade for? Like who are you going to trade for that's going to give you more than 25 points a game?
Well, I gave you names: Zach LaVine,
he ain't going nowhere.
Jaylen Brown.
Why you want this dude? This dude always hurt. He was hurt just last year. He's coming off knee surgery. He's always hurt.
Jaylen Brown was the other name I gave you,
and I told you you said you need a 3, 4, or 5.
Yeah,
you don't need a 5 because you got Nurkic.
The Clippers aren't trading anybody. They're not going to give it. I mean, Paul George might be a name that the Clippers could say, but I don't know if I want to do that for a guy who's that old. He's old.
And always injured.
And for a high pick like that, I want a guy in his prime.
Julius Randle was how old?
He's in his prime. He's 27.
So that's what I'm saying, bro. You keep talking yourself out of it.
I am because I can't believe it. I'm being honest. I cannot believe that.
They made it clearly
apparent.
You could
get the third overall pick for him?
The third overall pick was RJ Barrett.
So?
You wanted to move him.
Big value.
You wanted to move him, right?
I am trying to talk myself out of it, yes.
So you're talking about you can get the third pick when you're trying to sell your third pick.
Well, I'm looking at it from Portland's perspective. What works for them?
A 4?
A 4.
That scores 25 points a game, that plays every game when you know Dame Dollar ain't going to do that, that you know he going to play – well, good as hell through the regular season and going to get you good seeding and positioning. They're not going to trade it to anybody in the West. So stop that. So out of the East teams, what are they going to do? They don't give it to the Magic?
No.
My point. So who are they going to give it to?
Because they don't want young players. So you want a guy who's established, but the track record.
You want a guy in his prime that scores 25 points a game.
But does nothing in the playoffs.
That's made the All-Star
game.
But
you can't do that. You're going to tell Dame we're going to get – the best we could do is Julius Randle?
What do you mean?
The guy who can't get it done in the postseason. Dame, this is the guy that's going to help you win a championship.
Dame going to say that's because he hasn't been with me.
Ooh.
Dame changes it all. Nurkic is going to handle it down low. He's a decent three-point shooter.
Yeah.
And he's a guy that can play with the second unit when Dame taking a rest. What are you talking about? And you got Jeremy Grant. He's going to take Jeremy Grant's spot.
So this would be like a big deal. Like Jeremy Grant and the pick, and you'd have to send them
quickly.
Randle.
And maybe Grimes or McBride.
Because they don't want Nurkic anymore. They'll get rid of him.
Yeah.
So you'd have to send like a bunch of – but the money, then. The money doesn't make sense. You have to fix the money.
But Randle money and Grant money is about the same.
All right, well, how do you put other players in the deal, then?
Mitchell Robinson don't make no money.
Yeah, he does. $60 million deal.
Okay.
He's making some money.
Bro, they can – that's easy. Get a third team involved. Nick's got a whole bunch of picks in the future. Give up the future picks that they can use as assets later.
I see what you're saying.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, if you throw like some futures in there, kind of.
Yes, the Knicks got more picks than anybody outside of OKC.
Let me tell you something. You'd have a chance to get
Scoot,
Brandon Miller, or Scoot Henderson.
Damn. Who else can give up a guy in his prime that scores 25 points that plays every game?
But I don't know if I'd even be close on it. Like, there's got to be teams that are like, I'll give you this. Like, you know how it works.
No. In the East.
Brooklyn should consider giving Mikal Bridges for this. Yes.
Okay.
And that would be an amazing fit.
Okay, how many points did Bridges score?
No, I know. He's very little player. I know.
Does he score more than Julius Randle?
No.
Julius Randle's made an All-Star game two out of the last 3 years.
But he showed you once he got to Brooklyn that he could be a lead scorer. But I'm trying to find.
You're not looking for a lead scorer.
Bradley Beal, your Wizards.
Bradley Beal ain't going nowhere. He's more stubborn than Dame. Stu's an idiot.
Good. Put them together. Give me that third pick. You see the Wizards? They just blew out their GM. They got to start over again.
You know how much money Bradley Beal make?
Tyrese Maxey.
He made more money than Jesus.
What if you're the Sixers? No, they can't. They're trying to win now.
Right. And Embiid would be like, oh, hell no. I ain't sticking around for this.
If Boston wins the championship, that would make sense. We won our championship. Jalen's not staying.
Jalen has to agree.
You have to know Jalen's not staying.
Why would Jalen want to go with a 34-year-old point guard? It's a 34-year-old point guard. Don't say that. Say that that's a 34, about to be 35-year-old point guard.
Mm, there's nobody on the Hawks.
Who missed a whole year the last year.
Right, there's nobody in Atlanta.
Man, listen, we talking like it's just you and me. I forgot that we was even on a radio show.
Oh, crap. Yeah, we went late on this one.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
I just did the mom meatloaf to you. So Bart, as you know, like, he gets up and wanders, and you were within earshot.
You can hear me?
Yeah, I heard you. So I just yelled your name.
Let's talk about men's pant sizes.
And?
The different sizes, the inseams, how hard it is. Like Excuse for dudes me? That's oh. not like a receiver. And I can imagine like for you too, to dress nice and how hard it is to find good stuff and why we have to spend a lot of money while girls can just go to H&M and buy like a tube dress that costs $5.75, put accessories with it and look like $1 million.
Yeah. I mean, for me, everything has to be custom.
Yeah.
Because
it's just expensive.
Because if you buy it off the right, just.
Trying to get somebody to adjust.
Yeah.
Some stuff.
Right. Or if you buy off the rack, then you might as well just, there's the material, just make it. Like, yeah. You know my measurements, just make it. That's the same with the shirt.
Thank God, like, for men, they don't want to admit it. But thank God, and I was just talking to Tatiana, what we did is, like, men stole women's technology. Women started with the Jaggins. They were basically stretch pants that looked like real jeans.
Yeah.
And we just added PIM in it. So now we can wear stuff that don't maybe fit as good, but it'll stretch out. If you know what I mean, once we wear it and start walking into it because of the PIM and the spandex, now they weave inside.
Materials today is so much better like than it used to be. Like yeah. You can get away with so much more when it comes to clothes. And yeah, and but again, if you're tall, like
I can't imagine what it's for you, man.
It's so impossible to shop.
Tall people used to dress the most basic. They make y'all the most basic colors and patterns. Blue, gray.
Look at me now.
Brown.
That's it.
Black.
It's it. You get basics.
You get no taupe. You get no pewter.
Like, you have all these cool, fun T-shirts that you throw on. I can't do that.
Yeah.
Because it's either the shirt's too short.
You got to go to Ralph Lauren's. Ralph Lauren's big and tall. It's too wide, but then it's long enough.
Oh,
but
the
then
worst.
It's too long, but it's not
right.
wide enough.
Right.
Like, bro, make it.
It makes
like,
you look so awful, too. Because
did you have to go to the big and tall?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, just for men, big and tall, and they get the polo shirts?
When I was younger, and yeah, I had to. That's the only choice I had. Now that, you know, I've had a little bit of success, I can do a little bit better than that and thankfully find things that actually fit. And there's a website that I found that like fits perfect, but I will not shout them out until they support our show.
Yeah.
Because I support them like crazy.
Yeah, they support you.
Working on them. Anyways, you know what time it is though, Bart?
Mm-hmm.
It is time for us to step aside and let the headline makers do the talking in the segment we like to call
Audio File. The Audio File.
Yes, it is Audio Files. It is brought to you by Samwell Institute for Pain Management. So, yes, more Ja Morant. Why not? You all know about the stupid IG Live where he gets caught singing a song, decides his friend is doing finger guns, and he's like, hey, look, I got a real gun. Dope. So he's in all kinds of trouble, as you know. And here's Adam Silver, who last night before the NBA draft lottery sat down with Malika Andrews to talk about this situation. And Adam Silver admitted, like the rest of us, he was shocked that he met with him already. We just talked. And yet this happened again.
And also the acknowledgement that, as you said, he's a star. I mean, he has an incredibly huge following. And that my concern, and I thought he shared with me, that millions, if not tens of millions of kids globally would see him as having done something that was celebrating in a way. You know, that act of using a firearm in that fashion. And so I at least was left with the sense that he was taking this incredibly seriously. So honestly, I was shocked.
The commissioner's shocked, and Keyshawn Johnson said something really interesting on the ESPN Radio Morning Show, where he said that is also getting kind of now this reaction from the streets. Because, you know, Ja's been seen throwing up gang signs.
He's basically from Cranbrook.
Yeah, and like he's saying that from what he's hearing, and a rapper, Brick Baby, who's a Crip, was also saying this. Like, you're not in that life, but you act like you are. And it's not like you might be trying to celebrate it, but the people in that life are looking at you like, no.
Right.
If you're going to pretend to be us, then you're going to be us. And they're saying, like, you don't want to go that far.
You don't want that attention. You don't want to invite that type of drama in your life, because no matter where you go, these clubs that you're going to, whether you know it or not, it's Bloods and Crips and Rolling 60s and Gangster Disciples within those clubs. And if you're trying to portray that, eventually somebody's going to step to you. And if not the people that you're, you know, that set you throwing up, then what about the Bloods, who are the anti-Crip? And why even introduce that in your life when you didn't even grow up in that culture? You don't even understand it. So you're portraying and perpetrating something that you don't know nothing about.
Right.
You don't understand the rules within those certain sets. And if your friends are trying to do that because maybe they were and they're introducing you to that, you're not going to get the level of protection that you think. Like I told you, Young Dolph was a great rapper. He had businesses there. He was in Memphis, and they killed him. Nipsey Hussle, killed. You can't play this life, because if you invite those spirits into your life, eventually you'll get bit. And you don't want to do that. But what I also don't want is for everybody to have this selective outrage, you know, when we look at, you know, and coming from the outside and trying to politicize it, when you look on the outside and we have elected officials brandishing guns on their Christmas cards and all that type of stuff.
Yeah, it's
so
just
I don't
want
to go that way. I understand,
but
he's
this
an
isn't
example.
About, this no, isn't no, no, about this, the freedom. This is about you're representing a league that is like, hey, this is not good because kids are watching.
I'm all for that. Listen, but also for those elected officials, kids are watching as well. That's all I'm saying.
I'm with those elected officials aren't representing a brand like the NBA.
I get it.
Why this is a bigger issue.
I get it.
Politicians represent themselves.
I get that. I'm just saying, like, what I hate is when this is a athletic discussion.
I know.
When people from the outside try and bring it and try and pull it from inside a private corporation.
And
make it their own argument.
Speaking of which, how do you feel if we were sitting here in the studio as we move on from audio files? If we're sitting here in the studio and I'm just getting comfortable, I take off my shoes. You get with that? Does that bother you?
Not at all. As long as your feet don't stink, you got some tough acting to enact, and we Gucci.
So Stephen A. does Stephen A.'s World during some of the NBA broadcasts, the game. So last night, he had Kendrick Perkins in, and Perk wanted to make himself at home.
Yeah.
So he took off his shoes.
It's NBA and Stephen A.'s World. I completely appreciate you lounging.
Yeah.
But I'm going to insist you put on your damn shoes.
Why?
You ain't going to be in my crib smelling like sour, with your feet smelling like sauerkraut.
No.
Put your damn shoes on.
Put your damn shoes on, Kendrick Perkins. Well, first thing first is this, right? I told you this last year.
If you don't put your shoes on, I'm going to deny you food. Put your shoes on.
I already got my plate. I'm about to.
I'm going
to
mess with your shoes.
Here's the thing. I got an apartment in here.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
These clean.
Put your shoes
on. These come fresh
out of
here.
You got my crisp smelling like sauerkraut. Put your shoes on.
Let me finish my food.
I'm going to mess with your food.
No.
I'm going to mess with your food. No. Put your shoes on. Put your shoes on. Put your shoes on.
Why I can't get cold?
Put your shoes on, man.
Why I can't get cold?
Because you got my crisp smelling like sauerkraut. Kendrick Perkins has the NBA and Stephen A's World smelling like sauerkraut.
I mean, Stephen A really had a problem.
Is he at his real crib?
Yeah.
Oh. No, I mean, I'm serious. Is he at his real crib?
Like, he
No, that's dope. No, that's dope, though.
But
I like
didn't
that.
It feel, didn't it sound like he had a bigger problem
too far
with it?
For me.
It didn't sound like he had a bigger problem with it than he really needed to?
You know what's weird? Sometimes when you walk in some people's house, they insist that you take your shoes off.
Yeah.
Because they don't want whatever you have outside to track in.
If you walk around the city, it's the first thing my wife tells me.
Yeah.
The minute if I've worked all day, I've been in the city walking around, first thing she says, take your shoes off.
So here's the compromise.
Right.
I believe whenever Stephen A. decides to allow Kendrick Perkins back after he's fumigated and let it air out, I suggest that he gets him a pair of Uggs slippers, so when he comes over, he just puts them on.
Don't you do that for your guests? Don't you have slippers available?
Well, when you got as much money as Stephen A., I mean, you should have like a selective role of like skates at the roller rink, where you spray them out when they come in, so anybody come over, what are you, a size 12? I got you. Here you go. Here's your Uggs for today.
Chris Candy got me a pair of Uggs slippers.
Yes.
I love them.
It's like heaven.
Yeah.
Or sometimes you can get the trampoline socks, where you just put the socks on, they got the individual toes separated, and you put it in there, and they got the grip, so you don't slip down the steps, because that's what you don't want to do.
Yeah.
You don't want to give somebody some nice, comfortable socks, and they walking down your steps, and
oh my God, help me, Lord, help me.
Boom, 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 boom.
I'm falling down the stairs, Lord, help me.
Ow, my neck! Ow, my back! My neck and my back.
All right, last but not least, as we continue with audio files, so Domingo Germán, the latest now pitcher, to be thrown out of a game because of his hands being too sticky.
Well, let me stop. I don't want to get attacked.
No, no, no. And
that is stupid.
Too much rosin, whatever it is. So Buster Olney was on DiPietro and Rothenberg this morning. And so we noticed, like, this is something, I don't remember this ever being that big of an issue. Why is it all of a sudden such a big issue?
Here's Germán, who's already been stopped by that umpire group. It was like someone who got pulled over by a cop going 75, and the cop says, you know what, I'm going to let you off, slow down. And then, like, the next time they see him, he's going 100. It made no sense. And it's, you know, clear from the time that Major League Baseball sent a memo to teams in mid-March telling them that there's going to be enhanced enforcement, that gradually they're ramping this up. Not only, you know, the Yankees have felt it, the Mets have felt it, but across baseball, because in the second half of last year, it got out of control how many guys were using sticky substance. And so I'm not surprised that they've caught some people this year.
Now, Buster brought up something that I think is a very interesting idea, and you wonder if there's something that they're working on already. Take a listen to this.
Players can use, you know, their own rosin bag, which I personally find to be nuts. The idea that, you know, we've gone this long and they can't find a baseball that has a surface that everyone's comfortable with. If they could find a baseball with a tacky surface, as they have in Korea, as they have in Japan, all of this conversation would be bypassed. And so I put it on Major League Baseball to get it done so we don't have situations last night. And I'm sure that the umpires, the players, everybody would love for that to happen.
We just talked about clothing.
Yeah.
We have so much material now. It's so much synthetic material that is all different types of textures and colors and everything. Well, football, reached a point where we have a baseball that is grippy?
Inside of football gloves. Super sticky. But
the sport doesn't want it. What is it? Slow. You can't hit home runs because of this?
I can't wait till a pitcher comes out there like Teddy Two Gloves or Ben Roethlisberger, and they got gloves on with the sticky already on it.
Or at least just have a ball. I don't know. The baseball that has a sticky surface.
That's not as easy as you think, though, because now you talk about that sticky surface getting inside the catcher's gloves. Right, as over time, it kind of builds up, like kind of like the pine tar. It'll build up.
I don't
going there with force.
Sticky. I mean, yeah. Just sticky. Grippy, yeah. Is probably the better word to use.
So you want,
because you're right. You're rolling the dirt. The stickiness is gone.
Yeah,
this is such a weird conversation to have.
So you're talking about a baseball basically got more stitches on it, so it can be more grip.
I don't know.
Then people start getting blisters. It's always, you know what I mean?
Always something.
Because and they still gonna use sticky on top of that.
That is Audio Files. It's brought to you by Samwell Institute for Pain Management for a pain-free life. Visit samwellpain.com today. Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Ray.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
We got lots of calls to get to, Bart. Let's get some calls rolling through here. We'll go rapid fire. Say what you got to say, and we get through it. Now, Bart was trying to convince me of because if Portland reportedly wants to trade or is looking to trade their third overall pick for a veteran, mm-hmm. because they want to give Dame a chance to win, and he says Randall. I'm like, man, that ain't happening.
I said an all-star. What are we talking about? Don't say Randall. Say a 25-point all-star that plays all right. Every game.
All right, let's see what the people think. Al in Brooklyn, start us off, Al.
Thank you.
Al,
what the hell are you ordering, Al? You're on the radio, man.
All right, let Al go.
Al said
to call back. Yeah. Al, be sure. Not so sure that time. James in Lake Grove. What's up, James?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. So I had a quick team I think we should keep an eye on for that third pick you guys are talking about.
Okay.
When you have Pat Riley running the show, he's going to try and be wheeling and dealing. I think they could probably offer up Bam and Gabe Vincent for that third overall pick. You get a young guy in there, you let Jimmy Butler teach him that dog mentality, and you kind of reload from there. Jimmy's done.
I don't think Jimmy has any time for young players,
but
man.
But what are they? They're in their window now.
They don't even have any bigs.
Right. They barely got bigs to begin with.
Yeah, James.
And there's no big that they're going to get in return.
Now, if you're Portland, you love that.
They're like dummies.
But yeah, the Miami couldn't do that. Kev on the island. Kev.
Hey, what's good, fellas?
What's
how y'all doing?
All right.
All right, I'm going to tell you something. I don't have much concerns about helping Dame Lillard, but the deal that I have, make it quick, I would move Julius Randle and Mitchell Robinson, if you just forget the recency bias with this, over to Phoenix for DeAndre Ayton. Now, the caveat, of course, is that we're going to sign our boy Naz Reid, and that's the deal that I would put together to try to, as it goes, help out the New York Knicks moving on from Julius Randle. What do you guys think?
I don't hate it. Yeah. I don't hate it. Now, the one thing is that KD is their four. Like, what do you move, KD to the three?
Yeah, make him three. KD can be anything.
You think so?
He can be a shooting guard.
Look, I don't hate it.
Yeah.
I think DeAndre Ayton is a better player than what we've seen in Phoenix.
Yeah.
I also think he's a pain in the ass. I think you got to you got to. But he can defend. He can score a little around the rim.
Especially with the bigs in the East.
I don't hate it. Let's go to Kevin in Queens.
But you better get Naz Reid, too.
Yes. You need to
Hey, Arch, how you doing?
What's up, Kev?
Hey. So the team I think we need to identify is Chicago. Chicago, there's two teams I think that need to blow it up, Chicago and Toronto. Okay? They're not going anywhere. They got guys that are making a lot of money. Mm-hmm. I think they have two max contract players. Toronto has OG, has Pascal. If we can get Zach LaVine for – I'd give him RJ for Zach LaVine because basically this is what it is. If RJ could knock down a three, if he could consistently knock down the outside shot, we'd be gold. We would have beat Miami. So I don't know what Chicago's looking to do, but I know Chicago needs to blow it up. And if we can get Zach LaVine for RJ, I'm all about that.
Now, I've been talking about Zach LaVine fitting here, but I just don't know if Chicago would want to do that with R.J. Barrett coming back. They're going
to
need a bunch of picks.
Lot of picks.
Well, they can't move off Lonzo. That's it. They're just stuck with that.
He's going to miss another year, apparently.
Another year?
If they want picks, I'll throw in picks.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean,
LaVine has been connected. It's going to have to be quickly, too, because they need a point guard.
Yeah. Thanks, Kevin. LaVine has been always connected to the Knicks because of the Tibbs thing. Like, it's always been there.
But you got to know that he's big time, and he can be that scorer with him and Jalen Brunson.
I mean, it's a lot of offense, man. I'm not denying that. But, you know, again, if you tell me Naz Reid's coming with the mid-level exception.
I don't know if you're going to get him for the mid-level exception. I think everybody recognizes
what $10 million. He's not a $10 million player.
I'm saying I think he's going to want 25.
No, he's not getting that part.
Somebody project. You're projecting.
He's not getting that.
Listen, I think he was playing so well that Minnesota was looking at Carl Anthony Towns like, bro, you don't got to come back.
You ain't lying.
Like, bro, you
No.
We straight.
Don't be surprised if you start seeing rumors. And that's what the other thing, Carl Anthony Towns, Minnesota's first thing they're going to do is ask the Knicks if they want him. And the Knicks' answer should be, no, we're good.
I mean, I'll take him.
I told you, mentality is important to me.
If you're taking R.J. Barrett back. Well, listen,
I need a guy that's a dog.
But Tip knows what he is. So if anybody knows, Tip knows.
Exactly.
So that would be a Tip's thing.
I don't see it. Tino, Staten Island. Tino.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call. Hey, a couple things, please, if you give me a minute. One, just very frustrated as a Knicks fan. You know, we haven't heard Leon speak in now 3 years, since 2021, since he spoke to the media. And that's kind of disheartening as a Knicks fan.
Wait. 2020, I sat down with him last year.
Yeah, no. I know you had a one-on-one. I'm sorry. I know you had a one-on-one with MSG. That I get. I'm talking about an open forum with all the other media members to ask questions.
So I didn't ask good questions? No, Tino, I didn't ask good questions. I asked every question that needed to be asked.
No, you did, Alan. But I'd like, you know, if other media members, like from the New York Post, the Daily News, so on and so forth. But
so they can ask better questions than I can? Is that what you're telling me?
No, I'm not saying, Alan, I love you. I've been following you since Newsday. I tell you all the time. I know you from a long time.
You just want more questions. See, now you got them all.
Tino, no. First of all, Tino, I'm just messing with you.
Yeah, cool, Alan, cool. Here, Alan, I'm a diehard Knicks fan, Alan. I love the team so much. Here's two sneaky moves that we can make this summer, and please hear me out. I like Bogdan Bogdanovic in Denver. He's on 1 year. He's got 1 year left, and then he's got a player option with only a $2 million buyout. Very easily, we can offer them Evan Fournier and Obi Toppin. Money works. We need a sniper. He's 34 years old. He averaged over 20 points a game.
Bogdan in Detroit.
No, they just signed him to a long term, bro. They're not getting
him. No. He's only got 1 year left. I'm talking about Bogdan in Detroit.
Yeah, they just signed him. He was playing well.
No, he only signed a 2 year deal.
He's
got 1 year left. He's only got 1 year left. And he's got a buyout for only $2 million for 24-25.
He plays for the Hawks.
No, he's not.
No, I'm talking about – maybe I'm saying Boyan. Okay, it's Boyan in Detroit. Boyan in Detroit. Boyan in Detroit. So he's only got 1 year left fully guaranteed for $20 million, and then he's got a team option for only a $2 million buyout. He's the exact player we need. He's a sniper. We need outside shooting, and I think they would take Evan Fournier's contract because he's expiring, and they can get a young player back in Obi Toppin, so the money works. Another move I would love to even look at.
Donovan can play, though. He can play.
Oh, absolutely. He averages 21 a game last year. Yeah. And he's an excellent free throw shooter and an excellent three-point shooter, something we surely missed this past season. And one more move. I love Mitchell Robinson. Don't get me wrong. I think he's great at what he does. But he's been with the Knicks for 4 years, gentlemen. He has zero offensive game. Zero. I don't know if it's the system that we don't want him to develop more, to learn something. He has nothing down there. The player I would look at, he's also a free agent this summer, is Nikola Vucevic in Chicago. He's a 20 and 10 guy.
Another guy that needs the ball, heavy feet, can't run. No. I mean, I'll tell you what, Tino. That's a guy. He's a plotter. I mean, he's a big screen setter. Yeah, and I know he gets you 20 and 10 and all that stuff. But ask Chicago how they feel about him. Nah, that's not how you want to play. Don't want to go there.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.